Europe's privacy coin ban, impact, alternatives, and compliance strategies. Introduction. In a landmark move, the European Union is set to ban privacy coins by July 1st, 2027, under the Anti-Money Laundering Regulation, AMLR, marking a seismic shift in the cryptocurrency regulatory landscape. This ban, designed to combat money laundering and terrorist financing, will outlaw privacy-preserving cryptocurrencies like Monero, $XMR, Zcash, $ZC, and Rio Currency, RIO, impacting millions of users and businesses across the continent. As the EU clamps down on digital currencies, the United Kingdom, post-Brexit, is forging a divergent path, integrating privacy coins into a broader regulatory framework without imposing outright bans. This split raises urgent questions about the future of financial privacy and innovation in Europe. This in-depth analysis examines the EU's regulation specifics, its wide-ranging effects on privacy enthusiasts and businesses, and highlights alternative jurisdictions where privacy coins remain viable. It also explores the UK's distinct approach, showcasing how features like public view keys and coins such as RIO currency could offer compliance solutions in certain regions. With the deadline fast approaching, understanding these developments is vital for anyone navigating the evolving world of cryptocurrency. Details of the EU's regulation on privacy coins. The EU's AMLR, effective from 2027, introduces stringent prohibitions under Article 79 targeting credit institutions, financial institutions, and crypto asset service providers, CASPs. These entities will be barred from maintaining anonymous accounts or handling privacy coins, encompassing bank accounts, payment accounts, passbooks, safe deposit boxes, and crypto asset accounts that enable anonymization. The regulation mandates identity verification for crypto transactions exceeding 1,000 euros, aligning them with traditional banking standards. Implementation details are being finalized through acts by the European Banking Authority, with input from the European Crypto Initiative, EUCI, as noted in their AML handbook. Viara Savova, senior policy lead at EUCI, has confirmed these regulations are set, focusing on centralized crypto projects under the Markets in Crypto Assets, MICA, framework. Recent coverage from Cointelegraph, EU, to ban anonymous crypto accounts and privacy coins by 2027. 99 Bitcoins, Privacy Coins EU crackdown, full ban coming in 2027. And Coinpedia, EU crypto regulation to ban privacy coins, are you affected, confirms the ban will hit exchanges and financial institutions, prohibiting services without customer identification and directly affecting coins like Monero, Zcash, Dash, and Rio currency. The European Banking Authority will release further technical guidance over the next 2 years, with enforcement potentially starting by mid-2027 for non-compliance. The UK's regulatory position on privacy coins. While the European Union gears up for a total ban on privacy coins by 2027, the United Kingdom is carving out a different regulatory path. Post-Brexit, the UK is weaving privacy coins like Rio Currency, Rio, and Monero, XMR, into its broader crypto asset framework, avoiding specific bans as of May 2025. This framework prioritizes anti-money laundering, AML, consumer protection, and fostering innovation, offering a stark contrast to the EU's approach. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and HM Treasury are spearheading the UK's crypto regulation efforts. Under the Financial Services and Markets Act 2023, FSMA 2023, crypto assets, including privacy coins, are defined as cryptographically secured digital representations of value or contractual rights. Although not singled out for bans, privacy coins must adhere to AML rules and financial promotion regulations. Businesses handling them need to register with the FCA, perform customer due diligence, and comply with the travel rule for crypto transactions. In early 2025, the UK government released draft legislation to regulate crypto activities like exchanges and custody services under FCA oversight. This move aligns with the UK's goal to become a global digital asset hub. Unlike the EU's blanket ban, the UK's strategy mirrors the United States, which applies regulatory scrutiny to privacy coins without prohibiting them outright. This balanced stance aims to encourage innovation while maintaining security and compliance. Industry insights bolster the UK's position. A 2020 Perkins Coie white paper argued that privacy coins pose less money laundering risk than other cryptocurrencies, suggesting existing AML rules suffice. The FCA has prioritized consumer education on privacy coin risks over bans, fostering a regulatory climate that weighs privacy tech benefits against illicit use prevention. Additionally, by aligning more with the US than the EU, the UK could emerge as a hotspot for privacy coin innovation, attracting businesses and developers to a more permissive environment. For privacy advocates and businesses, the UK presents a viable alternative to the EU's stringent policies. Yet, with phase two of the UK's crypto regulations slated for late 2025, stakeholders must monitor potential shifts that could impact privacy coins. Impact on privacy enthusiasts and individuals. For privacy enthusiasts and individuals valuing financial anonymity, the EU's regulation will drastically curb access to privacy coins via regulated services. The ban is expected to slash availability on major exchanges, echoing past delistings by OKX and Binance under regulatory pressure. Users might pivot to decentralized exchanges or peer-to-peer trades, but liquidity and ease of access could dwindle, especially with the EU's new AML agency enforcing compliance. This clampdown may drive individuals to seek non-EU alternatives where privacy coins thrive. However, relocating crypto activities poses hurdles, tax issues, legal risks, and logistics, all within a tight two-year window from May 2025. Many view the regulation as a privacy rights violation, particularly in a surveillance-heavy digital era, spotlighting privacy coins' legitimate uses. Impact on businesses. Businesses reliant on privacy coins for sensitive operations, like cybersecurity firms, legal services, or those in high surveillance zones, will face steep challenges from the EU ban. They'll need to pivot to compliant payment alternatives or relocate to crypto-friendly jurisdictions. Relocation, though, brings complexities, new regulatory compliance, operational disruptions, and costs, as crypto service providers weigh options like geofencing EU users or exiting the market entirely. Industries needing robust privacy could see their EU competitiveness erode. Businesses may have to bolster KYC systems and rethink privacy strategies, hiking operational expenses and complexity. Specific use cases, privacy coins for imports, strategic financial maneuvers, and circulation. Privacy coins like REO currency, REO, deliver untraceable, unlinkable transactions, hiding sender, receiver, and amount, unlike transparent coins like Bitcoin, where all details are public. For businesses, this privacy is a game changer for confidentiality, competitive advantage, or data protection compliance. Here are forward-looking use cases showcasing their edge with reasons firms favor them over transparent options. 1. Confidential business transactions. Use case: firms in sensitive talks, mergers, acquisitions, partnerships need discrete financial moves to avoid alerting competitors. Example: a renewable energy company could use privacy coins to fund a battery tech startup acquisition, keeping payments off public ledgers. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins expose deal signals. Privacy coins shield strategy. 2. Supply chain privacy for imports. Use case: industries with proprietary supply chains, pharma, manufacturing. Pay suppliers discreetly. Example: a pharma firm could import rare compounds for an Alzheimer's drug, hiding supplier details. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins reveal sourcing. Privacy coins protect positioning. 3. Employee salary payments. Use case: firms in risky regions pay staff privately to reduce security threats. Example: a multinational in a high-crime area could use privacy coins to safeguard employee salaries. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins expose income. Privacy coins enhance safety. 4. Cross-border transactions and strategic imports. Use case: businesses in unstable regions dodge scrutiny with private imports. Example: a tech firm could import AI hardware, evading capital controls discreetly. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins risk regulatory flags. Privacy coins enable smooth operations. 5. Intellectual property protection. Use case: R&D funding stays confidential to protect innovation. Example: an automaker could pay for EV sensor tech, hiding R&D focus. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins leak priorities. Privacy coins secure IP. 6. strategic financial maneuvers, avoiding market manipulation. Use case, large transactions stay quiet to prevent market shifts. Example, a firm could build a crypto reserve without triggering price spikes. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins invite front-running. Privacy coins ensure discretion. 7. Compliance with data protection laws. Use case. Payments align with strict privacy regs like GDPR. Example, an e-commerce platform could pay vendors privately, meeting data minimization rules. Why privacy coins? Transparent coins breach privacy laws. Privacy coins comply inherently. Why companies prefer privacy coins over transparent coins? Unmatched privacy. Hides participants and amounts for confidentiality. Competitive edge. Blocks rivals from blockchain analysis insights. Risk mitigation. Cuts exposure to espionage or manipulation. Flexibility. Navigates restrictive environments discreetly with legal care. Despite advantages, firms must tackle regulatory scrutiny, lower liquidity, and compliance needs, yet privacy benefits make these coins compelling for discretion-focused businesses. Regulatory compliance through public view keys. Public view keys and coins like Monero, XMR, and REO Currency, REO, let businesses disclose transaction histories selectively to regulators, balancing privacy with compliance. This feature bridges privacy coin benefits with transparency demands. How public view keys work. In Monero and REO, wallets use a private spend key to send, a private view key to see incoming funds, and a public address to receive. Sharing the public view key lets regulators see incoming transactions without exposing outgoing moves, balances, or identities. For REO, this is built into its wallet system, REO Wallet Atom, enabling compliance while safeguarding sensitive details. Practical application for businesses. A Russian firm under 2025 crypto rules could share its public view key with tax authorities to verify revenue, maintaining privacy for other operations. Businesses can use dedicated wallets for regulated transactions, enhancing flexibility. Countries likely to accept public view keys. Switzerland, privacy friendly. FinMe may see this as an AML compromise. Singapore, masses fintech focus could embrace this tool. Gibraltar, DLT framework aligns with this balance. Canada, FinTrack's innovation stance could accept it. Russia, new rules favor transaction proof, fitting this method. Challenges and considerations. Regulators might want more data, and technical complexity could hinder adoption. Businesses must ensure legal alignment with local experts. Alternative jurisdictions for privacy coins. With the EU ban looming, here's a ranked list of jurisdictions by friendliness to privacy coins and inter-jurisdictional business potential using public view keys. Choose based on privacy needs, compliance ease, and business scope, with non-EU countries offering long-term stability. Worst countries for privacy coins. Several countries have implemented strict regulations or outright bans on privacy coins due to concerns over money laundering and illicit activities. Below is a list of the worst countries for privacy coins, where their use is either severely restricted or completely prohibited. These countries' strict regulations reflect a global trend in some jurisdictions adopting a hostile stance towards privacy coins and financial encryption. USA's positive directions towards respecting financial privacy. Tornado Cash sanctions. Lifted on March 21st, 2025, the US Treasury lifted sanctions on this mixer, a win for privacy advocates, no Forbes. Ross Ulbricht released. Pardoned in January 2025 after 11 plus years, signaling a softer stance on crypto offenses, BBC. These steps suggest a nuanced U.S. approach to privacy versus security. Conclusion. The EU's 2027 privacy coin ban will reshape access for enthusiasts and businesses, potentially clashing with digital privacy rights. With 2 years from May 2025, alternatives like Switzerland, Singapore, and Caribbean nations offer refuges. The UK's lenient stance contrasts sharply with the EU, while tools like public view keys aid compliance in places like Russia and Canada. The USA's recent privacy-friendly moves add hope, but balancing security and privacy remains a global challenge.